This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. It is our legal hour. Now, normally, every other week, Kevin Flesch is our guest, but as you've heard over the last, month or two now, a new name for the firm, and it is Flesch and Beck Law. And Lori Beck is our guest today, and it is great to have Lori in. Again, you can learn more about their firm at fleschlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H lawfirm.com. And they always offer free consultation, and that number is 303-806-8886. And with that, for the very first time, we will welcome Lori Beck to the airways. How are you?
Good, thank you.
It is nice to meet you finally. Yes. Yeah, I've heard your name for years. I mean, Kevin and I, good night. We've been doing things together here for, a number of years, and always heard your name, but it's great to finally get you in here and get you on the show.
Yeah, I've been with Kevin for 12 years, actually 12 years this June.
Okay,
cool. I was in the background and let him do his stuff.
Right.
Learned a lot about civil law. And
it's kind of like a backup singer, though. Sometimes you want to get on the stage, right?
And sing. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey. Well, I know he's glad to have you, and he is, I mean, all of over the years, privately and just conversations, and even on air, I mean, talked about, you know, he is blessed to have you in the firm. So, again, it is Flesch and Beck Law, and nothing has changed is what we want you to know, really. I mean, it's still sometimes when there's partnerships, you kind of wonder, you know, what's going on. But, hey, this is just kind of a growth, little bit of a move here. And Lori has been, as she mentioned, with Kevin 12 years here now. So, boy, if you need anything in the legal way, criminal law, personal injury, different things like that, these are the folks that we highly, highly recommend. So, now, let's kind of start at the beginning. I mean, how long have you been in Colorado? Let's tell us just a little about your background and then your legal background and what brought you up to this point.
Okay. Well, I grew up in North Dakota in a little town called Belcourt. It is a Indian reservation.
Okay.
It's called Turtle Mountain Indian Reservation. It's Chippewa. Grew up there. Went to the University of Washington in Seattle. Did my undergrad there, got a Bachelor of Art in Psychology. While I was there, I got the opportunity to go to Rome, which was absolutely phenomenal.
Really? How bad?
It was great. And then I got a scholarship to go to Arizona State University for law school.
That wasn't much of a change, Seattle to Arizona.
Well, I went from winters to rain to sun.
To sun, really, yeah.
And one day, I and my husband were just driving through Colorado, I think to Seattle, and we just fell in love with the state. We're outdoorsy people. We like to camp. He likes to fish and hunt. And I decided to take the bar here.
Wow.
So I did that. And for the first year, could not find a job. So we actually went to Cheyenne, Wyoming, where my brother-in-law and his sister, my brother-in-law and my sister lived on the base.
Right.
Because he was in the Air Force. And I started working for an attorney there in criminal defense. And kept looking for jobs here in Colorado. Unfortunately, it wasn't happening. So me and Dion Custis is the attorney that I was working with, basically said, well, if you take the bar here in Wyoming, we'll talk about, you know, hiring you as an attorney. Well, the day I passed the Wyoming bar is the day I got a job offer from the Adams County District Attorney's Office.
Okay.
So I decided to do that instead of stay in Wyoming.
Sure.
So. I did that for 5 years from 2001 to 2006. Did criminal defense, criminal prosecution. Anyway, cases dealing with DUIs, sex assaults, murder. Just got tired of that, and I had an opportunity to work with Kevin and learn something new, and I've been with him ever since, since 2006.
Wow. When you look at how things have even changed now, when you were doing that with the DA, first of all, a lot of different things with just, you know, alcohol, marijuana, all the different things like that. But, I mean, I think a lot of times people like to figure out a little bit what that DA kind of position is. So, like you say, that's the prosecution. So
correct.
That's who Kevin's going up against, and you're going up against now.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay. So that gives you good insight.
Absolutely.
Kind of know, hey, you know, I know how most of them think a little bit, and know how to present that case.
That is absolutely correct. However, I can tell you, since I've left the Adams County District Attorney's Office, there are a number of new people there mm-hmm. that I didn't know. But, you know, the judges are almost all the same. There's maybe about four or five that are not there anymore. But, you know, you learn the routine, what their sentencing is and what they're looking for as far as mitigation, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. So. And Kevin and I, we talk about this quite a bit. But, you know, if you ask most people, if they have a friend that's attorney, they say yes. And when they get into something, whether it be family law, bankruptcy, criminal law, they go to that person. So I want to bring up just going to an experienced criminal lawyer or personal injury attorney like you guys, to me is key, because you know those courts. You know most of the time those judges, DAs, different things like that.
Absolutely. And I would never touch family law at this point because I don't know the right. ins and outs like I do criminal defense and personal injury. I know, you know, what certain judges are looking for. I know what insurance adjusters are looking for. I know what DAs are looking for. But you need to go to somebody who specializes in that particular field of law, because if you don't, you're not getting the best representation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Again, Lori Beck is with us, and this is her inaugural show with us. And most time you hear Kevin on here with me, Kevin Flesch, but now it is Flesch and Beck Law, and their number is 303-806-8886. And from your perspective, kind of give us an overall view of the firm, of all the things that you guys kind of handle.
Well, we are not a huge firm, but we are growing. We are still a very personable firm, where if our clients want to talk to their lawyer, they can talk mm-hmm. to their lawyer. I've done, you know, different little things as far as like maybe landlord-tenant, but we mainly focus on criminal defense and personal injury. That is our main focus. I know Kevin does a little bit of employment law. I really am not specialized in that area. I know mm-hmm. he does a lot of that. But we're very personable. Our clients are very happy with the communication they get with our office, where in some bigger firms, they're just maybe a number.
Sure. And never get to meet the guy on the billboard or the lady on the billboard or
yeah,
on the TV.
Exactly. Yeah. They come into our office when they want to. But again, you know, Kevin and I, again, we do criminal defense, so we're in court quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But there are different ways to get a hold of us, email, text, things like that, which sometimes works for our clients and works for us.
Sure. So from your perspective, just looking at all the things that have changed from the marijuana issue here in Colorado, your viewpoints on that?
Well, I still think that it is very hard to detect a limit of what is driving under the influence of marijuana. And in my personal opinion, there are many people who are chronic users.
Right.
And it's always going to be in their system no matter what. They could not have smoked for 2 days, but the 0.5 milligrams is still going to be in their system. So I think it's very hard to judge that part of it as far as the marijuana. It's going to be a revolving door. There's going to be many cases on it. I don't know if we'll ever get a set presumption other than what we have right now, but a lot of experts are fighting that.
And Kevin said this, but you guys have seen a increase with the marijuana being answered with arrest and different things.
Oh, absolutely, things, yeah. Absolutely. You know, you get the officers, if they don't smell alcohol, they go to the marijuana to see if that's, you know, the issue. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of cases where we fight that, get maybe a blood retest, and win.
Right.
So it's not a, just because you're 5 nanograms or whatever the presumption is, we've done many trials with that level, if not higher, and have won with an expert.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, and Kevin and I, every once in a while we try to reset this, because we don't want people to ever feel like, hey, this show is about how to get out of a DUI or how to get out of marijuana, or we promote that
right.
Activity, because we don't. You and I are on the highways. We drove here. You know, We don't want people drinking and driving.
Absolutely.
You don't want people getting high while they're driving. But there are rights that people have, and that's really what you guys are about, and that's just protecting our rights.
Very true. Well. Very true. We get clients coming into our office basically saying a officer ordered them to do things that they didn't have to do, but because the client doesn't know any better, they just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And under the law, they have a right to either refuse that a test or roadsides or whatever, but because they don't know that, they get themselves into a more incriminating situation.
Right.
And everybody has to remember that the roadsides are subjective. That is based on the officer's own opinion, unless there's video mm-hmm. of the roadsides. So one person can think, I did very, very well on the roadsides, and the officer says, no, you flunked every one of them.
Right.
So it's a very subjective test for the officers.
And now the chances of something being on video is pretty high. I mean, you got people videoing cops. You got the cops with the body cameras now. I mean, so pretty much you got to be willing to understand that that's if once a policeman comes up your door, just understand everything from that point could be being on video.
Could be. It is becoming more prevalent with the video, but not every department has body cams.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have dash cams in their car, but they don't position them the way they should, and so you hear stuff, but you don't see it.
Right.
So not every police department has that technology yet.
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, does that, I guess, whether it helps or hurts, depending on how the client acts, but, I mean, are you for this whole body camera thing and the videos?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because if you have a client who thinks he did very well on the roadsides and you show him, you yeah. know, the video
right.
or, you know, that kind of thing, and he's like, whoa, I didn't think I did that bad. And that helps him understand as well.
Sure.
But if you have a, you know, the officer says they were falling over, tripping, but then the body cam shows absolutely none of that, you know, mm-hmm. that's good for them too. Mm-hmm. I've won on multiple occasions when I've done motions with the body cam.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good deal. Once again, if you're just joining us, Lori Beck is our guest. She is with the firm Flesh and Beck Law. That has a nice sound to it, doesn't it, Lori?
Yes, right. It does.
303-806-8886 is the number there. And again, anything criminal law, personal injury-wise. But, you know, with all the things that the firm handles, and again, we don't get into family law while we have someone there that does, but you know, different things. I always recommend you just call Kevin, get his viewpoint, or call Lori. Most of the time, they know really good people in these other areas of law. They can make a good recommendation better than you just going by some ad you may see or hear, and to make sure you get a good attorney that's really going to be of big help to you. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit about some things with criminal law. We're going to talk about some things with personal injury. And again, you can check out Kevin's website at fleshlawfirm.com. And again, it's great to have Lori Beck with us today from Flesh and Beck Law. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. You're just joining us. It's a legal hour, and normally you hear Kevin Flesch with us, but Lori Beck, when I say Kevin's new partner, we just mean that in name only. Lori has been with Flesch Law Firm for 12 years, and so we are glad to have her on our show today. So let's talk a little bit. Kevin and I, we talked on his last show a little bit about the DUI. Here we are in summer, baseball. The Rockies will make you drink. No, I'm kidding. The way they're playing. But, you know, a lot of different things with pool parties. A lot, it's easy to roll through a stop sign in a neighborhood, get pulled over, and, boy, you had no idea that you were, you know, going to get pulled over there. So what are some of the tips that you provide, you know, if someone has been drinking, they get pulled over, cop walks up, you roll down your window, what do you say to some answers that they usually ask you?
Well, before we get to that point, the first thing I would suggest is Uber or a taxi.
Much cheaper than
$20 is cheaper than
$20,000. Yeah.
And it's a lot safer. However, if you are contacted by the police, be cooperative. They're going to ask you a lot of questions, whether you've been drinking or not. Just don't talk too much. Don't give them the whole spiel of you just came from a friend's house and you had 5 glasses of wine. Just if they asked you if you drink, I guess depending on how intoxicated you feel, that's where I would go. I mean, if you think that you feel that you are able to drive, you probably aren't, because the cop stopped you for some reason.
Sure.
So just don't talk too much. Be cooperative. Again, the roadsides are voluntary, and they're very subjective.
Right.
My advice is take the test, the chemical test, if the officer feels he has probable cause. Consequences of not taking the test are basically suspension of your license and interlock for 2 years, which is, again, more money, more time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's really the
only
thing I can say.
You know, you see so many things now on social media where people are starting their camera rolling, you know, and a policeman walks up to the door and kind of start being belligerent to the officer. I mean, like, why are you stopping me? And they ask for an ID. I don't have to give you that. If an officer asks you for your driver's license, you probably best to hand him that, right?
Yes, absolutely. you know, like I said, if they have reasonable suspicion to contact you, and what I mean by that is if they feel that you've committed a traffic offense, weaving, speeding, stopping beyond a pedestrian cross line, they can contact you. So that's the first thing, is reasonable suspicion. The second thing is probable cause. If they feel that there is enough evidence that you are under the influence of either alcohol or drugs, they can request a chemical test. It doesn't benefit you or anybody to fight with a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Be cooperative. You know, like I said, the roadsides are subjective, but other than that, be cooperative and do what they ask you to do.
Right. And I always tell people, you know what, most cops are great guys and gals, but every once in a while you may get one that's had a bad day or something. But that, again, I go back, that's what you are for later. But just kind of do what they tell you to do. Everybody goes home safe. And if you feel like you're mistreated, call you guys, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? If that officer is that kind of officer, he's going to have a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we find out this officer's name and we've dealt with him before, or other defense attorneys have dealt with him before, we can use that.
Right. And, you know, even you get pulled over speeding most of the time, they make notes on the back of citations sometimes about how courteous we were or not, don't they?
Absolutely. Even on a speeding ticket, you look at that, and judges do look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at that for the amount of fines. DAs look at that for any kind of plea bargaining. So if you're, you know, being belligerent with an officer, they take that into consideration.
Right. So once they, if they ask you to step out of the car, then, you know, and would you be willing to take a roadside test? And you would just say, rather say, yeah, no, I don't want to, or just depending on, again, how you, I hate to say how you feel.
Exactly.
Because nobody gets behind the wheel when they feel like they're, exactly, they can't drive. But
a lot of people have medical issues, whether it be hip issues, knee issues, leg issues, balance issues.
So they couldn't do these tests,
exactly,
if they were 100% sober. Right?
Exactly. And it's just something that can be used against you. I'm not saying don't do them if you, you know, feel you can, but a lot of these things, they usually don't write down on their police reports that you have hip issues or knee issues, mm-hmm, or anything like that. Again, if they have a body cam and you want to do them, it'll be recorded.
Right.
Then if you feel confident enough, do them. But, you know, there are many people, too, that go out for dinner, have a glass of wine, are not intoxicated, and they do the roadsides, and the officer lets them go.
Right.
So it depends on the situation.
Sure. And at night, you have to remember, I mean, you're driving around with your headlights not on. Then that gets a lot of people right there. They just jump in a car and forget. Now, a lot of our newer cars, they come on automatically, which helps us. But you know, not using turn signals, different things like that. But one thing Kevin brings up every once in a while, we talk about this too, is let's say you get in your vehicle and you start to drive, and all of a sudden you feel like, boy, I can't do this. So you pull over in a shopping center parking lot, but you're still sitting there behind the wheel. That's still technically legally driving, right?
It is. It's called actual physical control. What that means is, even though you are not actually driving the vehicle on a roadway, if it is possible for you to start that engine and drive away, you are considered driving. So unless you're in the back seat, the keys are in the trunk, you're in actual physical control.
Wow. So you got to be careful.
Very, very careful.
Are you seeing anything with, you would think, and again, blessed of never had a DUI, but it seems like sometimes, and I think what, you know, gets some people on the news, especially when their lives have been affected by a DUI or a drunk driver and kill someone in their family or injured, that just the repeat offenders. You know, it seems like sometimes there are people that get them just kind of consistently that don't learn. Others may go, they get one when they're 20, then I believe Kevin, I'm writing this, when Kevin says they get another one when they're 40, that's still two. I mean, there's no erasing those records. So
absolutely. I mean, you can get one when you're right. You could get one when you're 20. You could get one when you're 40. It's still considered a second in a lifetime. Of course, just because I defend DUIs doesn't mean I condone them.
Sure.
Obviously, they are still a danger to society, but they also deserve a defense.
Sure.
They don't deserve to get, you know, polarized by the DA or whatever. Sometimes there's mitigation, sometimes there's not.
Mm-hmm.
So the other side of that is we also do the personal injury case part of it, where we defend we protect the people,
sure,
from those guys. So kind of it's a catch-22, but I have never done a case where a DUI person has killed somebody.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Right.
But I have represented repeat offenders.
Mm-hmm.
And again, under the law, they have a right to defense, but the people have a right to be protected as well.
And then the law was changed, what, a couple of years ago? We're on the fourth or fifth one, or what was
the fourth?
The fourth, okay. All right. And that was probably a good thing. I mean, after four, in your opinion?
In a way,
yeah.
If you look at a repeat offender, maybe on a third, they're going to get a year in the county jail on most.
Oh, okay.
On most cases,
right.
You know, depending on the length of you know, if they had one in 2007, one in 2010, and then one in 2018, they're probably looking at a year in jail.
Okay.
County jail.
Right.
Or the felony, there are a lot of programs for a fourth offender. There's drug court. There's all these treatment places that they can go to now. So does it work? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you the truth.
Yeah. Lori Beck is with us. Flesh and Beck Law is the new name for Kevin's firm and Lori. And you can reach them at 303-806-8886. And I tell you, every time we do this show, the Legal Hour, put that number in your phone. When you need it, you need it. We hope you don't need it. But if you get into an accident and you have questions, you feel like you just need to ask a legal question, they are glad to help you. And again, that number is 303-806-8886. So bringing in, before our break here, a little bit on the personal injury side of things, and accidents, I mean, wow, it doesn't take long to go out and drive our highways to see our traffic is unbelievable. And you see accidents every day. I mean, I see accidents every day. When I come into the studio, after the studio, every day there are accidents.
I see them. I'm on the road 6 hours a day, and it's just amazing. And sometimes I feel that these accidents happen because people are just not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're either on their phone or distracted or doing something else. I'll give you an example. I was just crossing the roadway on actually a parking lot in Jefferson County, and this lady was driving through the parking lot where people were walking all over the place, looking down, not even looking up and watching where she was going. It was just
right.
Amazing. And all of a sudden she looked up and she's like, ah.
And sometimes we can be looking at the road, but we have, I mean, have you ever driven home and got there and like, I don't even remember what route I took to get here.
Autopilot.
Because you know? Yeah. we're used to driving that way or something like that. And again, a million things going on all of our lives. And you know, you don't even think much about surroundings. But now with bicycles, we were downtown recently for a big event, and all the scooters and
yes.
People walk. I mean, people are everywhere there. You got to be careful downtown.
Absolutely. And I think with the growing population and the growing traffic, there's a lot more aggressive people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Who...
Because the scooter people feel like they own the road. The bicyclists feel
yeah.
like they own the road. We're in the car, we feel like we on the road, so yeah, bad mix there.
There's just a lot of people.
I know.
Got to be careful.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the personal injury side of things, and again, Flesh and Beck Law can help you out with that. And, you know, one thing that Kevin's always talked about, and that's adding value, and that's what he feels like his firm does. And we'll talk about this when we come back, but let's say you got into an accident. You've been trying to handle this on your own so far, and you've got an offer on the table, but you hadn't accepted it yet. If you'll give Flesh and Beck Law a call, they will see you and look at what you've got, and they will tell you, hey, if that's a good deal for you, take it. And, you know, free consultation. But if they feel like they can help you and get some more money, that offer you have on the table, let's say you got $15,000 as an offer, that offer you have on the table, that is 100% your money, and then their agreement will be with you that they will get their percentage, anything over and above that amount. So adding value is what Flesh and Beck Law is all about. And as Lori mentioned earlier in our first segment, this is a personal law firm. This is a law firm where you will work with Kevin, you will work with Lori, and they will take wonderful care of you, I promise you. We've been doing business with them for a long time. Their number is 303-806-8886. This is the Legal Hour on Haystack Help Radio.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
When people see the new, beautiful cat lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new cat lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit lonetreevet.com.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. It is the Legal Hour here on Haystack Help Radio, and we are glad to welcome Lori Beck in studio. Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886, 303-806-8886, and we've been visiting with Lori here on a few things from the criminal law side of things. I'm going to talk a little bit about personal injury now, and a few just kind of questions for you, and then we'll get into some specifics, but you know, should a victim of a car accident give permission to do that recorded statement with that other person's insurance? And here's what I tell people real quick on that is I tell them to call you guys as soon as possible, because that call from the other insurance company is going to come pretty quick. And if you say the wrong things on there, and again, we're not trying to get anybody to lie, be dishonest, but you know what? You don't have to talk to them the first time they call you, right?
That is absolutely correct. And I would advise that you do not do that recorded statement with the defendant's insurance. A couple reasons. One is they try to get a hold of you maybe a day or two after the accident. And a lot of times people haven't, they're a little bit sore, you know, they're not really hurting that much. And then when they talk to the insurance adjuster may say, well, were you injured? And you're thinking, well, no, not really. I'm just a little sore. So they have that recorded. All of a sudden, 2 days later, you can't move your neck.
Yep.
And you seek medical. There. Yeah, you can't. You seek medical attention, and then they'll try to use that recorded statement against you. Well, you said you weren't sore 2 days after the accident. Now you say you have whiplash or impingement in your shoulder or whatever. So I would strongly urge people not to talk to the defendant's in car insurance after the accident. Mm-hmm. You need to seek legal counsel.
Right. And, you know, there's a, I think so many times if you're able to get out of the car and you're bleeding everywhere and you're not needing an ambulance, it's easy to, I mean, you're shook up, whether you realize it or not, you know, whatever that speed of that impact is. And a lot of people say, oh, I wasn't hit very hard. It doesn't take much today. 15, 20 miles an hour can be a pretty good impact.
Absolutely. And I'll just give you a little example. I was in a car accident maybe about 4 years ago. I was down in Georgetown off that exit, that off ramp.
Right.
And it was icy. And I got rear-ended. I didn't see the truck coming, and I was rattled. I mean, everything I tell my clients to do, take pictures, get, you know, insurance information, my mind was just absolutely blank.
Yep.
And I was just so nervous. And I was a little sore, but next couple days, I realized, you know, I was more than a little sore. Mm-hmm. So just be careful about what you say, because your body is very fragile. Okay, your car may have a little dent, but your body is not a car. It's not made of metal.
Right.
So just be careful on that.
And, you know, so when you get out and you start getting information, nowadays with everybody's phone being able to take pictures, and Laura just mentioned it, that is something we highly promote is, and Kevin even brought up something one time I never even thought about, Laura, and that is, you know, getting pictures, of course, of the car. But and you don't want to sit there and make the other driver feel like you're taking a but. You know, somehow get a little picture of them. Even the VIN number, Kevin says, on the opposing car, because they might have stolen license plate. You know, that you never know.
Absolutely.
What could have happened. But, I mean, you probably would never went, oh, wow, to your client. I don't need all these pictures. I mean, everything you can get, you'll take
everything.
From evidence. Yeah.
Everything. And like I said, sometimes you're not thinking clearly, but just, you know, deep breath and remember, car accident, get information. Get as much information as you possibly can.
And don't get out apologizing, even if you think it could have maybe been your fault. Don't get out and go, I'm sorry, you know, all that, right?
Correct. Correct. Just find out the facts. Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts, ma'am. That's all you need. And also, this is something that sometimes these, you know, what we might call fender benders, if that party gets out and is very anxious for you not to call the police, call the police.
Absolutely.
Because that documentation is going to help you. And you know what? While there may not be a lot of damage, there may not be a lot of the medical side from your standpoint, I have found most people that don't want you to call the police, sometimes there's a reason for that.
And usually there is. Either they don't have insurance, they're driving under restraint, or they may be driving under drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And those kinds of things can actually help you.
Even, at, you know, I called, we did a show one day, the top 10 things to do after an auto accident. I pulled out of here, got on I-25, and a lady totaled my truck. I mean, rear-ended me. This is in May of 2015.
Oh.
And so, and again, I was able to get out, you know, I wasn't bleeding or anything. She wasn't. And so we get out, within the cop shows up, and it says, you know, are you injured or were you injured? I called Kevin from right there on the side of the road, and I said, what do I put here? And he said, right, you don't know, because you
exactly.
don't. And that's exactly what I wrote. So, again, this is a trail now, and you got to remember that. Once that policeman opens that accident report, this is going to be a trail for you. So keeping notes of different things, and we always talk about treatment, get that treatment pretty quick, because I'm telling you, the pain's going to come. But
right.
most time it does take 3, 4, 5 days.
Right. Waiting a day or two is normal, because a lot of people are just like, well, maybe I'm just sore, and that's understandable. But if it starts getting worse, go to the doctor. Whether you have health insurance or not, go seek medical attention and give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
We can work with that. That's fine. But if you're hurting and you wait a long time, that's just going to hurt your case.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk about this, you know, and you guys have great people that you can refer to for different doctors and different things like that for us to see if we don't have someone. But we've also talked about just the consistent treatment is really huge, because you may get the feeling better after a month or two. But you know what? Wait till that doctor really releases you and says, this is the best you can do, because that's just going to help you, which that's what you guys are all about. You want to get that client better. But then that's going to help your case, too, with that consistent treatment.
Absolutely. And, you know, we know people have jobs to do and they can't be missing work for treatment. But in these particular instances, your body is what's important at this time. Because if you can't sit at your desk for 10 minutes at a time doing your job, you may lose that job. And I understand people have to work even mm-hmm. though they're sore. But you have to be consistent with your treatment. You have to do what your doctor tells you to do. And if you don't do that, it's going to come back to bite you.
Right. Lori Beck is our guest with Flesh and Beck Law, and it's the Legal Hour. Their number for a free consultation is 303-806-8886. Handle personal injury, criminal law. So if you have any need there whatsoever, give them a call. It's a free consultation. We talk about this quite a bit, too, and that's, you know, the insurance side of things, because, boy, there's nothing more horrible than getting hit, your person, the person that hit you, not having insurance or having the $25,000 minimum limits, and then you not being prepared by having, you know, a good med pay, uninsured motorist, underinsured motorist. So, I mean, I'm sure you've had some cases where you've looked at some people and said, oh, if you would have just had more insurance on here. And Kevin and I talk about all the time, some of these extra covers are pretty inexpensive to get a few hundred thousand more.
Right. When clients come in and I say, did you have MedPay? They're like, what?
Yeah.
And so I explain it to them, MedPay on your car insurance, it's medical payments. It is so cheap. It is pennies on the dollar. The minimum in Colorado is $5,000. So what that means is you get into a car accident, that medical payment amount, $5,000, covers your first $5,000 in medical bills, which you do not need to pay back.
Right.
That is a separate premium you pay for. So that is something that covers you if you don't have health insurance or your bills are astronomical. That's just that little bit more that may end up in your pocket mm-hmm. at the end. So look at your insurance, see if you have medical payments, get as much as you can get. Insurance companies allow up to $25,000.
Yep, and I had $5,000, and then I went to USAA and got $25,000 after that, because if you do have to take an ambulance ride, you get a couple of scans or tests done, you're probably in the hole with $5,000.
Exactly.
I mean, and like you say, that's money you don't have to pay back. It's free money, mm-hmm. and if you never use it, hey, you're all the better because you're not hurt.
Right.
But if you do need it with an accident, that's free money,
and
it doesn't cost all that much to get that.
What's unfortunate is some people do have medical payments on their insurance policy, but they're afraid to use it because they think their premiums are going to go up.
Right.
And that should not happen, because that is something you pay separately. That is a separate premium. So your premiums on the whole policy should not be affected.
Mm-hmm. And then how often does the underinsured, uninsured motorist help you out?
Oh, more times than there have been so many cases where people have the minimum of $25,000 and our clients' bills are $50,000. Thank goodness our clients had the uninsured, underinsured policy of, mm-hmm. you know, $100,000, $300,000, and helped them.
Yeah.
And they got the money they deserved.
What do you feel like, you know, we've kind of talked about the farm a little bit, but just to get your opinion on it. What do you think kind of makes a difference? You know a lot of attorneys. You meet them in court different. What do you think kind of sets flesh and back law a little bit apart?
Well, as I said in the beginning, we're a very personable law firm. Our clients have access to us, not just our paralegals, not just our secretaries, but to their attorney. And I think that makes a big difference to clients, where you're just not a number or you never see your attorney.
Right.
We take the time to answer their questions, even if, you know, they think it's a silly question. There's never a silly question, because if you don't know it, then
sure.
you know, unless you ask, you're never going to know it.
Right.
So we try to take that perspective as being a very hands-on firm. And basically that is our logo, is your injuries are personal to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how we feel.
Right. And I'm telling you, we get this all the time with calls into our Haystack helpline and all the different things where people have, you know, went to some of the folks on TV. And again, there's nothing wrong with advertising. We're doing that now as we're trying to educate you. There's nothing wrong with advertising on TV, radio, billboards, and all that. But this is a firm where you will get to meet the attorney that you're talking with, whether it be Lori, whether it be Kevin, and you will get that personal attention that your case deserves. And again, we've just loved having them as a partner with us for a number of years, and they will help you out. And again, it's a free consultation. You can't lose by just giving them a call and getting their opinion on your case. It's 303-806-8886. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit in our last segment here about some ways to protect yourselves from accidents. We always talk about how to react after an accident, but we're going to give you a couple of tips here before we get out of here of our legal hour today with Lori Beck. We'll be right back.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized, expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Lori Beck is our guest. Flesh and Beck Law. It's the Legal Hour. Their number is 303-806-8886. And our last segment here, we're going to talk just a little bit about some things about, just being aware out there on the roadways. And Laura and I were just talking during the break here, the summertime and motorcycles, bicycles, and again, not trying to put a cloud over all the bicyclists or all the motorcyclists out there, but I tell you, Laura, just we were talking during the break again, man, some of these guys on a motorcycle come screaming in between. There's not a lane, but they come in between the stripe between you and your other car. Wow, we just got to be careful.
Absolutely. That's happened to me, and it's scared the living days out of me. It's like happened to you too. It's like, unfortunately, we can't control that. We can only control our driving and the attention we pay to cars around us. And accidents happen sometimes, not always by aggressive drivers, but sure. You know, people are just not paying attention.
Right. And, you know, we were talking also about, you know, the road rage thing a little bit. It seems like we see more and more in that today. And you just have to be careful. I think just several weeks ago, there was a gentleman pulled off a C-470 in Parker Road area and got shot, you know, on C-470 and or E-470, I guess it would be, and drove himself to the hospital after being shot there. You don't know who's in that car, what's going on. So, you know what? Just be courteous and let it go. Get home safe.
That is so right, because you don't know the mentality of that vehicle who maybe you flipped off or, you know, that kind of thing. You don't know if they have a gun in there, you're going to drive by and shoot you. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Deep breath. Just keep going on your way.
Yep, absolutely. And we talked about distracted driving. Probably if all of us were honest, we've sent a text while we were behind the wheel, but today there's just so many distractions, and probably, I don't know, driving around all the miles that I do, about 35,000 miles a year around here, a lot of rear end accidents, which means you couldn't stop quick enough, so you were following too close. But, and Kevin and I, we talked about that, doesn't necessarily mean you were at fault, because there can be some extenuating circumstances, but usually if you hit somebody from the back, you know,
right, and
you weren't paying attention.
Exactly, and I don't think you need an attorney or anybody telling you to, you know, pay attention to driving. That's just really common sense. But, stay off the phone. If it's an emergency, pull over. It's just there's too much traffic out there these days to do that kind of thing.
Right. And from the whole motorcycle side, does a lot of that work the same as, you know, the car side of personal injury?
Yes, it does.
Personal injury is personal injury, right?
Yes. In fact, I just, a kid who is 23 retained our office a couple weeks ago. He was driving down the road, and this car did a U-turn right in front of him. Thankfully, he had his helmet on and a leather jacket, or he would have been severely, severely hurt. He did suffer some injuries, but again, pay attention. I mean, had she just looked in her rearview mirror or looked out her window, she would have saw my client.
Right.
And it caused him damages. His bike was destroyed and totaled, and, you know, now he's dealing with anxiety and all kinds of stuff.
Right. As you interview clients when they very first come in, you start talking about representing them and all, what are most people surprised to learn just about the legal side and an accident if they've never been in one before?
That insurance is not their friend.
Yeah, for sure.
The insurance companies are basically trying to pay as little as possible. And that is one of the reasons they try to contact you right away, because a lot of times the person is out of a vehicle and they can't get to work. So it's a catch-22. It ruins a lot of part of their lives, their job, their transportation, that kind of thing. And if they're offered a little bit of money and they need that money, a lot of clients settle for that. Mm-hmm. And it could have been so much more. So that's what insurance companies try to do at the early stages. And they're really surprised at that, because everybody, you know, thinks insurance is out to help them. And, sure. And in most cases, if they're insurance, but a lot of times not so much.
Right. Do you find a lot of times when we talked about the things on the policy, we hope everyone will look at today when you get home, pull out your policy. You probably haven't looked at it since you got it mm-hmm. in the mail at the MedPay, uninsured motors, underinsured motors. But sometimes I think people just think, I've got full coverage. Well, what does that mean? That could mean a lot of different things. Do you find most people don't know what coverages they have?
Yes. In fact, I have had clients come, or potential clients come, where they've been in an accident, rear-ended, and hurt. Well, the other party did not have any insurance at all. And all they had, the client, was liability, mm-hmm. which means they had no medical payments. They had no uninsured, underinsured coverage. So is this basically property damage? If they hurt another person, then that other, you know, they were covered for that accident, but they had nothing to cover themselves. And they are very, very surprised at that. And that's usually something that happens where people own older cars
mm-hmm.
Because they don't want the full coverage on that older car.
Right.
And that is a mistake.
Sure. And I would get with your insurance agent, and just to make sure, you know, if you don't know where your policy is, which could be too, and you've just got your insurance card in your car, call your agent, ask them what your med pay is, uninsured motors, underinsured motors, towing, all the little different, I don't want to call them add-ons, but really things that you need. Because I'm telling you, I had a gentleman that we sent to you guys probably been a year or so now. But the person that hit him had $25,000. He had $100,000, which sounds like a lot. But the guy's medical bills were a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, again, you don't want to have those conversations. You want to tell people, hey, we're really going to be able to help you, you know.
Right, and you got to make sure that you protect yourself, because there's a lot of people out there who are not going to do that. So you need to make sure that you're covered for yourself and your family, and that those numbers are high.
Right. So when you look at the legal world, sometimes I'm sure it can be frustrating. You know, I know over the years with Kevin, I mean, boy, there are some cases you think, boy, got no shot of winning this. We're going to take it, and you win it. And then there's other ones you think are slam dunk, and the jury goes the other way. But so what do you love about being an attorney, I guess, my question?
I love presenting the evidence and helping people. I mean, ever since I was in high school, I've always wanted to be an attorney. I like it. I love working with clients. I love helping them. A lot of clients have referred other clients to me because
sure.
we are so personable to them, and they feel like they're a part of our family. And that's what makes me happy, is I come away and I know I've helped somebody.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because some of the other areas of law with, you know, family law, different mm-hmm. things, it seems like, you know, wow, there's not a win-win situation and stuff like that for people. And here you can help people, direct them to getting better, which is all of our number one concern, getting them better and getting them the from the medical side. But then hopefully if they got the right coverages and all the different things there, fight there to get them the most you can there.
Absolutely. And if in this particular accident they didn't have that coverage, we tried to educate them in case it happens again.
Right.
To make
that's
sure.
That's exactly what I did. I mean, I had right. mine. I, you know, I think we had 100,000 on the that end, and then we had 5,000 MedPay. Man, I switched that to $500,000, uh-huh. and then I got 25,000 on
yes.
MedPay.
So just educating, you know, hopefully this show will educate even.
Mm-hmm.
And you never have to call us, but, you know, right. just be prepared.
Right. Again, it is Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886, 303-806-8886, and anything from the criminal side, personal injury, but I always tell people, you know, give them a call. If they can't help you in some area of the legal realm here, they will know people that you can trust, that they can refer you to make sure you get somebody that's going to help you. And again, that number is 303-806-8886. When we talk about the personal injury side, it seems like a lot of times people, they want to wait. And we talked about this, not waiting to get medical treatment, but they just, especially guys, you know, we're like, hey, I'm okay, I'm just sore for a little while. But we can't stress the importance in us, just in our last few minutes here, of seeking that medical attention pretty quick, right?
Yes, because the insurance companies, excuse me, use that. They call that a gap in treatment. And basically their philosophy is, if you haven't sought medical treatment right away, you obviously weren't that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they work the case.
Right. Social media is something that can hurt you. We've got about 2 minutes left, but I want to touch on this.
Oh, goodness.
You don't want to have an accident and, you know, be injured and hurt and then showing your triple axis flip on the ski slopes right on a video.
Yeah, that happened to me, actually.
Oh, really?
I had a client who was in a car accident, and she was saying she was hurt. We have a questionnaire that we give to our clients, do you have social media, whatever, and she said no. And I got surprised at a deposition where it was shown on her Twitter,
yeah,
where she was twerking, and I was flabbergasted.
Whoa,
so that kind of hurt us.
Yeah. So
please don't do that.
Yeah. Be very careful with social media on these things too. Again, Lori, it's great to have you out here now and have you on the show, and I'm sure we'll be doing this more. And it is Flesh and Beck Law now. 303-806-8886 is the number, 303-806-8886, fleshlawfirm.com. That's FLESCH lawfirm.com. And if you've been kind of messing around with an accident for, what is it, 3 years before you can, the deadline time to file suit?
That's right, three years from the date of accident.
All right, and you don't want to get a call when you got 2 days left of that 3 years, which sometimes happens. So, you know what? If you have been negotiating with an insurance company for a while, whatever, you're not getting where you want, give them a call. Again, they will add value to your case or tell you and instruct you on what you should do to help you out. Again, that number, 303-806-8886. Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today for the Legal Hour, Flesh and Beck Law. Hope everyone has a great day. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-HELP. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.